A man died while vaping the other day.
This is terrifying. We've heard before, you know, that the vaping, what do you call, pens?
Pen, yeah,
the vape apparatus, pen. That right. It sometimes could explode, or, you know, like if people dropped it on the ground, it would explode, or that if they put it in the overhead bins of the airplanes.
How did they explode, though?
I don't know, but I think it was like a freak thing for a while.
It's not like it's a gas.
I know.
Well, I read that there's some people it's mod mode, M-O-D.
Yeah.
Or they get a mod pin, which has, I guess, been modified, and it doesn't have a circuit board in it, like a small circuit board that regulates the pressure and everything when you're vaping.
Oh, my
doesn't
gosh.
Regulate... And so it can get overpressurized and explode.
Oh.
But this guy, he wasn't a smoker. He's 24 years old. His vape pen exploded. He died. He wasn't a smoker. He had some sort of asthmatic condition, and they found some sort of vape that was supposed to help him with it. The story is, first time he ever vaped, exploded, went into like his neck and went into his brain. And it severed an artery, and he died.
That's awful.
Terrible.
And he wasn't...
apparently not a smoker, not even a vapor. He did it for his asthma. Is the story that we're getting now. Here's a little bit about that.
The Tarrant County Medical Examiner says the 24-year-old died January 29th from a stroke caused by a severed artery from a vaporizer pen explosion.
Oh,
the explosion happened in the parking lot of a vape shop. The shop tells us Brown didn't buy anything, but he wanted help using a mechanical mod-style vape pen. A Brown it doesn't sell because it's been known to have issues.
Yeah, so,
holy
I mean, you don't think that, though.
No way.
No. But apparently, it's not the first time these medical mods, which are, I guess, a lot of places don't sell anymore. They said there's been, in vape explosions in general, and, you know, vaping is fairly new, there's been 195 incidents attributed to vape explosions between 2009 and 2016.
So, is this something that you buy knowing that there's a chance it could happen, or can this guy sue, his family sue?
Well, yeah, you can sue for really anything.
That's true, you're right.
Right.
That's true.
But I don't know. I don't vape, so I don't know. I know people who do vape, but I don't know all the ins and outs of vaping.
One of my friends was vaping. He flew in from the Super Bowl party. You probably met him, Nathan.
Oh, yeah,
he
yeah.
He vapes?
Yeah.
Well, he used to be a smoker, like, 2 packs a day.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And now I notice him vaping. I'm like, I'm not sure if it's a replacement or not, but he's like, yeah, I do this now. It's a lot better. I don't smell like smoke. Because you don't smell like smoke anymore when you vape.
Right.
It's just a liquid. And he's like, and I do it way less. I'm almost about to quit. So I think it may help people go on the right path to quitting and smoking less. Although I don't know if it's any safer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know that there's been research that's been around long
not
enough.
Yeah, not enough time. But I guess it's the vape that's going in that they're saying is safer because it still has nicotine in it.
It does still,
which is addictive.
Yeah, but the tobacco tar and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Carcinogens.
Sure.
That word. That's also very bad for you, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So in the
I like vapors better, though. Like, if I'm not, I don't vape, but if other people are vaping, it doesn't smell like cigarette
smoke.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be like, you smell like strawberries.
Or peaches.
Like, here, blow some that vape on me real quick.
I will say my one issue, and I will do whatever, but the vaping that really drives me crazy is when people will vape. Like, let's say you're walking down the street and then they blow a huge smoke of that, or, you know, it comes out, the puff of it,
yeah,
and right into your face. And people don't have any regard.
Like, is it smoke or is it steam?
It is a vapor. It's a vapor. Yeah. But I still don't
like
want...
Is this like a steam?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a steam.
So that does that mean that... Because I see people now doing it in businesses all the time now. Is that okay to smoke that? I know you can't smoke cigarettes inside because the law is you can't, but I think you can vape inside buildings and businesses now.
I think some businesses and buildings may have like a sign, like you would say a no smoking sign, may have a no vaping sign
right,
as well.
Right, but I'm saying the law as
right,
a law.
Yeah, sure.
I think it bypasses the law. I'm not 100% sure. It could bypass the law.
You read my mind, man, because we do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. We have several questions. Of course, this man who died while vaping, apparently the first time with a modified vape. Where does he stand? I mean, as far as his family, I mean, I know you can sue for anything, but like if it's modified, does that hurt the family's chances or what do you think?
Hi, Lisa.
Well, so, hey, good morning. So apparently these modified vaping products are, it's just the way they are manufactured. So it's not like someone bought them and then placed some kind of secondary apparatus on it or did some kind of after the fact modification.
I see.
It's the mod apparently describes a way that they are modified during the manufacturing and, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know. I don't vape. I don't know the difference between a mod vape and a regular vape. But here's the thing. This is it's a highly, you know, unregulated, unscientific industry right now. So, you know, there's not a lot of statistics like that number you quoted, 195 explosions. They actually think that number is probably more like in the thousands, but there's
Yikes.
Not a systematic way of documenting it.
Right.
Because like you said, you are taking a highly volatile lithium battery and you are placing it in a, you know, a combustible situation. And when that explodes, that vaping device turns into like a little missile, like a little projectile. And that's exactly what it did. It went into this guy's neck and it cut off the main artery supply to the brain.
I know, I'm grabbing my neck.
Me too. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's a young guy. He was in Texas. And so in Texas, products liability law is strict liability. So his family is going to recover. And they just have to kind of pick their theory. Was there a design defect, a manufacturing defect, or a failure to warn? Those are the three big theories. And he will, in a strict liability state like Texas, where someone has been harmed or died as a result of a product, usually there is a recovery there. Because there's, you know, as long as the product, something happened, you know, there was some sort of a mishap, wasn't just being used in the normal way and you just happened to get injured. So the amount he will recover, though, is going to depend very wide range there. It could be as little as that his family's going to recover a few hundred thousand dollars on up to millions of dollars, depending on if he had dependents, depending on what his earning capacity was,
I see.
What kind of job did he have, what kind of education and training was he involved in. Because all of that, what you can recover in wrongful death, is dependent on those things, on your earning capacity and the extent to which people depend on you for income.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Jason Goodman, you had the question about the weed.
Yeah, Or
THC.
I don't know if you're aware about this or not, but the law, you know, I don't know if you study this or not, but the law in North Carolina is you can't smoke in public places like restaurants and things like that anymore. If you have a vape, does that count the same way, like a regular vape? Because I've seen that now, and I've heard that bars allow that, but is there a difference, or is that the same law?
Most states have moved pretty quickly with the advent of vaping to include any sort of nicotine delivery product, including vaping, to all the restrictions of where you can use any kind of tobacco-related product. So instead of – the laws were actually drafted in a pretty wide, broad language to begin with, that it was tobacco products, because they also didn't really want people like dipping and spitting and all kinds
of
stuff. So they were drafted pretty broadly anyway, and so it is still, now they've just, a lot of them have moved, so you're not supposed to vape in places, like for example, you're not allowed to vape in child care facilities. You know, it was tobacco, and they've expanded it very specifically to include vaping, and most states have done that and moved pretty quickly to do that.
Okay.
And if you are a place that would otherwise be able to have, you're some sort of a private business that could allow, that wasn't a restaurant, and you could allow smoking if you wanted to, you have the choice of putting up, like you said, a sign that said no vaping. And a lot of people do that anyway just to make sure, because, like Katie was saying, that they don't want that big sort of puff of whatever that is.
Right.
Right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
People's faces. It does annoy a lot of people.
It does. And it seems people think, well, it's not smoke, but it still came out of your mouth.
Right.
I don't
yeah.
want any of that near me.
Coming from a social smoker.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not anymore. Not for many, many years.
Okay.
Many years.
It is funny. When you drink, you don't have a cigarette.
No, not anymore. I seriously do not. It has been a year and a half at this point since I have
really?
Done that.
Good for you.
I swear.
Yeah. Yeah. It is funny, though, how like you could have a habit that someone would say is bad.
Yeah.
And you're like, whatever. And then when you quit it, you're like, oh, these people are disgusting.
I know.
Get away from me.
It's true. I will say, though, taking the, when I was on my antidepressant for postpartum, the antidepressant that I was on was also used to help people not smoke.
Is it Wellbutrin?
No, it was called Celexa.
Okay.
And it was also
okay.
used for people who were trying to quit smoking. And I did not know that that was a side effect. And
yeah.
so I benefited twice from
I've heard of Wellbutrin, which I think is similar to that.
Yeah.
Is also used. It's like people that aren't depressed or anything. They just use that to crave their smoke addiction.
Yeah. And it all of a sudden, anytime I would think about going, you know, socially, because that's when I did it for the most part, have a beer or a glass of wine or whatever and go smoke a cigarette. And then every time I did it, I felt sick after. And so then I just stopped.
Hmm.
Double benefit. Nice.
Pretty proud of myself.
Good for, for I'm you. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning. If you're ever injured
you,
on the job, we appreciate you. Every injured on the job, contact her right away. The best way, because you're driving, you can't write anything down, is hireaheavyweight.com. That's hireaheavyweight.com.